interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostess, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello, friends. Yes, you know, our countdown to wrap up October is on. And it's such a great time of year in the Treasure Coast because you can feel a shift in the temperature and a little bit more of that coastal breeze. And it encourages us to want to take advantage of being outdoors a little bit more. And we are going to discuss a really great annual event that will allow you to do just that upcoming here in a few weeks. But before I bring our guest onto the show, I do want to give a quick shout out to our friends over at Foxy Nails with two locations throughout the Treasure Coast, True Nail Artists. One in Vero, near the Hallmark and Fresh Market Plaza. The second off of Seaway Drive, South Hutchinson Island. I'm telling you, you bring them a look. If you want holiday, Halloween-inspired, Thanksgiving-inspired, Christmas-inspired nails, they will replicate it. It's incredible. And it lasts for weeks at great pricing. And not to mention, you always run into somebody or you make a new friend when you're in there. And they have chairs for the kiddos and the little girls and the boys. They just love these Disney-inspired chairs. So thank you so much to the Foxy family. Two locations and a sprawling addition with the new Viet Bowl restaurant, also off of Seaway Drive. Delicious takeout Vietnamese cuisine and their Oriental Market off of Miracle Mile in Vero, where they have some incredible seafood and fresh produce and other goodies when you're looking to do some Asian culinary treats, including grab-and-go stuff, which is really user-friendly. I had actually purchased a bunch of these beautiful little egg rolls that they do. And then all you do is take it home, prepare it real quick in the oil. They give you the sauce and everything you need, and then you take full credit. It's still it's a wonderful thing. Breaking news from your friends at the Treasure Coast Insider. That's right. But yes, the annual Walk to Remember is an event that I've always enjoyed. As White Glove Moving and Storage, years ago when I joined the team, which is nearly a dozen years.
Oh my gosh.
I know. I was so quick to come on board with this event because you really do get to meet so many of the healthcare workers, the leadership of the various communities and the home health companies. And these are really folks that have a passion for our seniors in the region, and to know that all the dollars raised stays in Indian River County was always something that warmed our hearts and allowed us to be able to participate. So on the program, our executive director extraordinaire, the beautiful one and only Peggy Cunningham, she's back with us. And darling, truthfully, you look amazing. Right. Honestly, she's like,
well, life, you just made my day.
You are welcome. You are welcome. She says, life is grand. I'm making a difference and it feels good. And you can tell you're exuding the fact that you're happy.
This is the best organization. It has been so much fun to grow it and to get the feedback. Every day we get feedback on our programs. And so it really it motivates all of us. It's just it's a passion for every single one of us that works there.
Now, the opportunity to fundraise and do something different, because we are in such a philanthropic community, I think is really special. And you've seized a great weekend annually to be able to get folks outside, stretching, and having a good time.
It is a great way to start a Saturday morning. You can bring the whole family. You know, Our entire operating budget relies on the philanthropy of the county, and this is our major fundraiser. We have two major fundraisers through the year, and this is our 20th year doing this event.
Happy anniversary!
I know, and it has just grown and grown, and We love it. It's because, as you said, all of these different health providers come together and you can get information from them. But you can also just get out and walk. It's about a 2-mile walk at Riverside Park. And it's so upbeat, which is what we try to convey as a culture. Our organization really tries to show that you can still have joy in life.
Yes.
And if you're well supported in all the challenges. And so we, this walk, we'll have at least 400 folks come through, and we talk about what our goals are just a little bit, but mostly it's a morning of seeing everybody and just celebrating what we've been able to do so far and what we can do in the future.
Now, all of the teams are able to take initiative to fundraise on their own to bring awareness to what it is that the Indian River County Alzheimer's and Parkinson's Association does, because your efforts are a daily opportunity, more or less, for families to be able to bring their loved ones that will then allow these folks who are suffering from the symptoms be able to still engage and have a quality of life.
Exactly. Quality of life is our mission.
Yeah.
For families who are trying to manage the care of someone with dementia, or those who are trying to manage a movement disorder such as Parkinson's. So it's two different sets of the community. We now have 43 programs free of charge to anyone in Indian River County who needs these services. And so, and yes, it's not only is it daily, it is all over the county. We have our social respite program in four places in the county. We teach classes all over. In fact, memory workout, which is for those who still have their cognitive abilities, and it helps you keep your memory. It gives you all these strategies about working to make a stronger memory. Caregiving 101, 16 support groups every month, over 12 movement classes every week. All of these are free of charge. And not only that, it's the personal support that we offer. We have Project Lifesaver for those who are at risk of wandering, not just those with dementia, but also autistic children. And we do that in collaboration with the sheriff's office. So we, you know, we're just exploding with so many different ways that we can support those in our county. And this year alone, 3,500 people have been touched by our program. So we are growing and growing and growing, and loving every minute of it.
Absolutely. Although with some of these higher skilled professionals that help to develop the programs and such, I mean, there has to be some sort of compensation for them along the way. So it requires dollars, hence the fundraising.
It does. It does. Our operating budget hovers around $1 million, and we are entirely funded through the philanthropy in this county. So that means our annual appeals, you know, personal contributions, legacy gifts, our fundraising walk to remember, which we'll talk a little bit more about. In the spring, we have our successful aging luncheon. We have so many different grants, and no government funds. So it's a neat model for a community to see if those who are able to can give, we can help everyone in the community who needs our services.
Powerful.
It is
powerful.
It really is. It's just been so much. It's just a wonderful way to develop help in this community.
So let's talk a little bit about the walk, because again, with all these different teams raising dollars through various activities.
Right. So there's two different ways somebody can support the walk. They can become a sponsor. For example, Coastal Concierge, lead sponsor. The Barisanok Foundation, lead sponsor. So there's many businesses. I think this is the most we've ever had, are sponsoring the event. Then a lot of places can form teams. So whether you're a family, a neighborhood, a club, a church, a business, however you want to form a team, and each team creates their own ways to fundraise. For example, here's one. Tonight,
at Cocktails for a Cause.
Yes, Cocktails for a Cause. So different teams will make different fundraisers, like raffles, jeans on Friday, different bake sales, different events, and see how much money they can raise. Some of them just tap their friends and say, this is, you know, I'd like you to support this. So there's all different ways to raise money as a team.
And then it allows them to bring as many as they can to show strength in numbers
exactly.
on the actual morning of Saturday, November 4th.
Exactly. And that's what's so much fun. You'll find the different teams. Sometimes they'll all wear the same T-shirt and they'll all gather and then they walk and it's upbeat and it's fun and it's not a terribly long walk. It's 2 miles around Riverside Park. And it's a great coming together. It's a great feel.
So I actually, this past week or so, networking out in the community, had the Promenade talk about a Trunk or Treat Halloween experience that they're doing, which will also be a give back fundraiser
right.
for the walk.
Right.
Renaissance in the heart of downtown Vero Beach came up with the concept of a fall festival that's going to be really interactive. And they're even exploring the idea of doing like take and go dinners, which has been
right.
historically really well done by them.
So good. And they've got this wonderful chef.
Oh, yeah. TJ's yeah. incredible.
Oh, she's wonderful.
So it is fun to see how people are able to showcase their own talents and their communities or their service skill sets, while then also raising awareness and dollars for such a worthy cause. And so that just has to feel really good to know that they are also clever too, right?
Yeah, I know. Everybody's so creative. It's amazing. We're always amazed every year. And this year in particular, they're just coming up with ways to excite people about giving.
And in addition to the actual structure of the walk, if I'm not mistaken, there's some music. There's mm-hmm. like a little warm up.
Right.
People
John
do a little
Simmer.
Stretching.
Exactly.
A little dance. It's kind of like Richard Simmons, but different.
We'll have to tell John Simmertano. You're a little like Richard Simmons.
He is a little bit.
He's
it's really
so
fun.
Enthusiastic.
Yeah.
And he gets us going and then starts the walk. And we also always make sure that we include the veterans because this event is always very near Veterans Day. And so many veterans are using our services, mm-hmm. as you might expect. And so we always make sure that we are recognizing all that they gave and how can we give back.
Yes, it's so powerful. So if folks wanted to learn a little bit more, I'm not sure if on the website there is a comprehensive outlay of all the different groups and what they might be doing to help raise funds, because sometimes they're just coming up with them on the fly. That might be a little difficult.
They can go on our website. And we've got a lot of the third-party fundraisers there. They can just call us. It's just that simple. If you want to form a team, we can do it for you. You can do it online, but we can do it for you, and you get your own thermostat. But just call us at 563-0505, and we will give you all the information you need. We'll support any activity that you want to do. And we do, some of the fundraisers are actually after the walk. So we'll be accepting funds for this walk up until December 31st.
Right,
so
clear
it's
till
never
the end of the year. There
yes,
we go. That's
yes.
cool.
yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about Walk to Remember for the Alzheimer's and Parkinson's Association of Indian River County. Peggy Cunningham's in the studio with us. And before we go on a commercial break, I do just want to give a shout out to our friends over at Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. And they have special loan packages and options just for our senior community, in addition to what it might look like for our veterans if they're looking to go into some sort of property management or home ownership, there's things that are at their fingertips that they could then gift to their families down the road. So Caliber Home Loans, they can set up that complimentary consultation for you. They have offices throughout the Treasure Coast, Melbourne, Vero, St. Lucie, and we would just love for you to be able to live link to them from treasurecoastinsider.us. Them, along with our other incredible sponsors, and this show link as well with past shows will be there for you to be able to enjoy. You're listening to the Treasure Coast Insider, where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the region. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. Don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, TreasureCoast.com.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
It's hurricane season. Prune your trees now with Scott Tree Services. Strengthen your trees against high winds and remove broken limbs that could cause damage. Don't get nervous. Call Scott Tree Services.
If you dream of creating a home with furniture where you make life one long weekend, visit Sunshine Furniture now and save 50% on all Tommy Bahama and Lexington during the Fall Savings event. Bedroom, living and dining room, home office, media and occasional furniture that is inviting and comfortable, Tommy Bahama and Lexington offer everything you need to furnish your Florida home. We're also having a huge half-price fall sale on lots of other coastal furniture by Universal, Hooker, Riverside, Seawinds, and Capri, including big sales on patio furniture by Berlin Gardens, Lloyd Flanders, Telescope, Kingsley Bate, and Windward. All pictures, lamps, and accessories are half-price, and in-stock rugs are on sale, too. Sunshine Furniture, 1295 US 1 in Vero Beach, next to Planet Fitness. Visit our website at sunshinefurniturecasual.com and be sure to shop our outlet store directly across the street.
Sunshine Furniture, the best in every way. Having sunshine day. Sunshine.
Star Quality Air Man here. Even though it's autumn, that evil duo of heat and humidity can overpower a lagging unit. If your air conditioner needs more help fighting the heat, your air conditioning superheroes are here to save the day. When you need us, we're there. Star Quality Air.
Welcome to Riverside Theater's Comedy Zone, where the comedy is wild, untamed, and downright hilarious. Come out this Friday and Saturday night at new times, 6 and 8 p.m., for the Treasure Coast Best Live Stand-Up Comedy Show, featuring nationally recognized comedians with cabaret-style seating and food and drink table service. Warning, you may laugh until it hurts. Kickstart your evening with live entertainment, food, and drinks at Live in the Loop. Buy tickets at riversidetheater.com and get ready for a night of nonstop laughs.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Oh, is that me?
Hey, friends. Welcome back to the Treasure Coast Insider, where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the region. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. Shout out to my peeps over at True Colors Salon and Spa. Yes, it is in Vero for our listeners outside of the region. Yet, I can honestly say that they have a 100% customer satisfaction guarantee that I don't necessarily see at other salons. They have the ability to do hair, nails, skin, and massage. They run monthly specials, and for just $85, you get an hour-long Swedish massage with a vanilla bean scrub throughout the month of October. I mean, these are gifts that you can drop in the mail to someone that they will really love, and you can customize the gift certificates online right from their website. But again, if you do a color, cut, style, and you just don't love it and you need it tweaked a bit, you come back free of charge. Isn't that something?
That's wonderful.
Yeah. And how cute are the sweet little old ladies in there? Like, they spend the day, you know? Like, if I walk in for a morning appointment, you know, I have a lot of hair. In fact, I'm going there after here.
Enjoy that while you've got it, by the way.
But I'm like, I'm dedicating hours to this experience. And these ladies are just sitting there enjoying their spritzers under the dryer. It's just too darling. So we love True Colors. Thank you for being a proud partner of the program. And we had mentioned at the beginning of the show, White Glove Moving and Storage. I'm proud to be part of the team there. And we are senior certified movers, and we take a lot of pride in our ability to make it as sensitive as it needs to be for the family and as cost effective, whether they're staying local or if we need to take mom, dad, aunt, uncle home to wherever that might be elsewhere so that they can be closer to loved ones that can better supervise. You know, everyone's situation is a little bit different, but to know that you can have trusted, reliable service, men with muscle, let's face it, it comes in handy.
Yes, it does. And I can personally validate what you're saying.
Thank you, Peggy.
Wonderful movers. Yes. Wonderful.
So White Glove, and we love being able to do what we can to support the Alzheimer's and Parkinson's Association of Indian River County. And, you know, that cause really across the board, because it's not exclusive just to our county, of course. But it is good to know that the dollars raised here stays in Indian River County because, you know, we need it.
It is. It's very unique. And like you say, it doesn't matter where you are on the financial ladder, the social ladder, it does not matter where you are on the educational ladder. This is hitting everybody, and it's growing. The amount of those who have dementia, and they're finding that there's a lot of different causes for dementia. Those with movement disorders like Parkinson's, but there's so many others. These numbers are growing because the baby boomers are here.
And, that's right.
And as those numbers, as we age, that's a factor. And so we're just delighted that we can develop and bring the community programs free of charge and do it in a way that so nobody has to go through this alone.
Right.
If it's just that, just knowing that. And as they go through this journey, we try to show them, here's the best you can put into it. Here's how joy is still there. It's in different places. Let us help you find that.
Oh, most certainly.
And try to make sure that you can help yourself manage both of these different ways that we are affected, particularly when we're older.
And keep in mind, too, that so much of what you all do is provide that time and that respite for the caregiver. Yes. Because they need it.
That social respite program is just amazing. We offer it not just at our center in Vero Beach, but also in Sebastian, in Gifford, and over on the island. And what it does is it's 9 to 3 every day, Monday through Friday, and everybody brings their own lunch. And it's activities from beginning to end. It's socializing. It's connecting. The conversations, they may be like Alice's Tea Party, you know, just like that. But the idea is everybody's laughing. Everybody's enjoying. Sometimes folks will say, I can't get him to go, or I can't get her to go. And what we explain is, tell her she's volunteering. It's called therapeutic fibbing, and it's one of the key strategies when you're working with someone with dementia.
I'm going to start telling that to my teen.
Absolutely. Yeah. Exactly.
Therapeutic fibbing, honey. Mom loves you.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, and this is so worthwhile because we just have a few seconds left. I just want to drive home the fact that there's still an opportunity to sponsor or sign up to be a team for the walk, which is just a few weeks out, Saturday, November 4th, Walk to Remember. And it's your what anniversary?
It's the 20th anniversary of this event. It is so successful. So just give us a call and we will sign you up, or come and just sign up that morning. Sign up begins at 7.
Okay.
And the walk begins at 9. And so that you have time to walk around, socialize, and gather information, and just have a great Saturday morning.
Well, cheers to your ongoing success and all you do.
You.
Ladies and gentlemen, treasurecoastinsider.us, live link to our sponsors, and we hope to see you out at Walk to Remember.